At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
You can take me to paradise, and then again you can be as cold as ice. I'm on my head, but it sure feels nice.
So what is the highlight of the year for me? Is it Harry and Meghan and their Netflix special called Moaning? Is it Prime Minister Liz Truss being in power for 48 seconds before she was cruelly handed out of office just for being incompetent? Is it Will Smith rightly slapping Chris Rock, one of the greatest comedians of all time, for telling perhaps the worst joke of all time? I don't care about the context personally. It was just a bad joke and deserved a slap, you know? If Bill Hicks came back to life and for his first joke back on stage told the following joke that I picked up from my Christmas cracker this year, what goes ho ho whoosh, ho ho whoosh? Santa going through a revolving door. Then he too, Bill Hicks, should be slapped, because that joke on all levels goes completely over my head. I do not understand it on any level. So many questions. What goes ho ho whoosh, Santa going through, ho ho whoosh, ho. Santa would usually go ho ho ho, ho ho ho. So why is he going ho ho whoosh? Because Nathan, he's going through a revolving door. Why would Santa be going through any revolving doors? He flies around and then comes down the chimbley. And anyway, revolving doors don't go whoosh, do they? At no level does this make sense. Stop pretending it makes sense. It would be ever so slightly better to say, what does Santa say as he's going through a revolving door? We wish you a Merry Christmas. But even that is shit and deserves a slap. You know, whoever was involved in the design and making of those crackers should be slapped. Anyway, that wasn't the moment of the year for me. The moment of the year was the moment that Harry Kane, the England men's football captain, sailed the ball so far over the bar in the World Cup quarter-final that it briefly interrupted the coverage as it slammed into the satellite being used to broadcast the game. And why was it my moment of the year? For in that moment, as sporting moments are wont to do, it was the world's biggest tragedy. And it led to England missing out, potentially. I mean, we would have lost to Morocco easily. On their first World Cup final since 1966, where we would have played Argentina. And I guarantee I would not have enjoyed a single second of that final. Through the excruciating fear and torture that supporting your football team brings. Instead, I could sit back and enjoy one, if not the greatest game of football of all time in France versus Argentina. And that's the point, isn't it? As your next failure goes soaring over the bar, as your next joke crashes like Santa going through a revolving door. Ho, ho, whoosh. Ho, ho, whoosh. Know that apparent failure can lead to almost immediate gratification. Almost immediate nirvana. Out of failure can come new beginnings. New hope. New opportunities. And new ways to see other people. Apart from England players. Missing penalties. Where you don't even remember the names. The bliss, the pure joy of not even remembering the names. And that's the thing. You think you failed. You may think you failed. But know this. Almost everyone else doesn't even know your name. They don't care. They do not care. So get up if you can. And carry on. Tomorrow is a chance for something better. Lots of love.